In December, DeLambert petitioned the Florida Supreme Court to establish an innocence commission, which would investigate the causes of wrongful conviction and recommend ways to prevent it from happening in the future. Haridopoulos is trying to secure the funding to make that happen. Florida's commission would be modeled after one established in North Carolina by retired state Supreme Court Justice I. Beverly Lake. He said there were several disturbing cases in his state that gave him the impetus to finally say, enough is enough.
I've always been a strong supporter of law enforcement and a hard-nosed judge that doesn't put up with criminal behavior. And I don't mind giving out a lot of time for serious crimes, but I became very much concerned with what I learned about these particular cases and how they came to the attention of the public, one in particular primarily by the persistence of the press, and the judicial system didn't have anything to do with it, and I thought that was wrong, that should be corrected.
That case involved Greg Taylor, who was exonerated in February after languishing in prison for 17 years for a murder he did not commit. And it motivated Justice Lake to form a study panel in 2002 called the North Carolina Actual Innocence Commission. It was comprised of about 30 key representatives of the criminal justice system and legal community, volunteering their time and expertise. It met every couple of months to try to pinpoint specific errors made during the investigations and trials that led to innocent people being convicted and ultimately imprisoned. Lake said the panel honed in on several key factors, including faulty eyewitness identification.
So we addressed that problem first and made some changes in lineup procedures that were finally adopted by law enforcement throughout the state. And we also considered the videotaping of interrogations by the police for their protection as much as anything else.
I. Beverly Lake served as North Carolina's Chief Justice for 10 years. He was forced to step down after reaching the mandatory retirement age of 72. He laments the fact that the study commission's work has been largely ignored under current Chief Justice Sarah Parker.
I had to retire in 2006, and my successor has not seen fit to continue the study commission. There are a number of other things that we were planning to look at, for example, the proper collection and preservation of evidence. A lot needs to be done in that field.
The 2002 study panel, Lake said, ultimately led to the legislative formation 4 years later of the North Carolina Innocence Inquiry Commission, which considers actual claims of innocence, the first of its kind in the country.
We devised this new, entirely new procedure, which would not be adversarial, and that is the prosecution and the defense would come together and work to determine the truth of that particular case.
Now, were they willing to, the prosecution, who, you know, obviously had a hand in imprisoning these people, were they cooperative?
They were in a number of cases, a few cases. They were not in the most recent case. The prosecution fought it all the way and was very embarrassed by the outcome.
Even though wrongful convictions account for only a small fraction of all cases, Lake highly recommends that Florida proceed full force into setting up an innocent study commission because, as he sees it, one case is one too many.
Anything that can be done to improve that situation would certainly bring about justice, and it would also present another safeguard, and I think would enhance the public's opinion of the courts and the legal system. And it's, as you may know, it's somewhat low at the present time.
2 weeks ago, Mike Haridopoulos sponsored an amendment to the Senate budget, which added $200,000 to fund an innocence commission. The House has yet to approve a similar budget amendment, so whether or not the funds will make the final version of the budget remains in question. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Marzilli.